It's coming up to 10 to 5 here on LBC. We were talking just a moment ago about the tweet sent out by Labour MP Austin Mitchell about Pfizer. It's caused a right stushy, as they might say, in Scotland this afternoon in Parliament. Various female Tory MPs are calling on him to apologise. Austin Mitchell joins me on the line now. Austin, good afternoon.
Hi, Ian.
Now, Twitter is it can be a very vicious place from time to time. Why did you tweet that?
Well, you're right, it can be a ton of abuse descend on your head on certain issues. I was surprised, actually, but it's a storm in a teacup. I was trying to express my feelings, and it's difficult in 140 characters, which you've got on Twitter, express the fate I fear is going to await AstraZeneca if this bid goes through, because it means dismemberment, it means takeover, it means domination by an American interest. It means decimation of jobs. It means loss of research. There's a lot of things there. So I wanted to warn the government that AstraZeneca is going to be badly damaged if they allow this takeoff to go through, which I think they're going to do.
Well, just let me remind listeners what you tweeted. They said you said Cameron dare not stop Pfizer because he dare not offend the US in any way. Roll up rapists. Now, some conservative female MPs are pointing out that if a Tory MP had said that, Harriet Harman would be demanding their resignation.
Well, I don't know. A lot of Tories have talked about the rape of the countryside by HS2, or similarly by building houses in their constituencies, or rape of sleepy old worldly villages by unfair planning legislation.
But aren't you
I think it's a word that's used in other contexts too. I think this row is, frankly, entirely artificial.
Aren't you trivialising
rape? I should have said rapaciousness, and I've indeed said that now as a correction, but I think the storm is really just a very defensive one by people who don't like the takeover, but don't think they can stop it, and therefore they'd rather turn the heat on something else.
Well, maybe, but by using the word in this context, a lot of people are saying you're trivialising rape.
I don't think I am. I think I'm perhaps exaggerating the threat to the company. But it is a threat.
Have you had any contact from your whips, from Ed Miliband's office this afternoon?
Well, I looked through my list of incoming phone calls. There seem to have been phone calls. But there seem to be phone calls, too, from Conservative MPs demanding that I apologise. Unfortunately, I didn't get them.
Would it not just be simpler to admit, Austin, that you got this wrong and just apologise to anyone that you've offended?
Does anybody who says anything critical on Twitter have to apologise?
I think I have been.
Do you apologise, or did you?
Well, I have been in this situation myself before, where I have said something inappropriate on Twitter, and you have a choice to make. You either apologise and hold your hands up immediately, or you risk this going on for a very long time.
Well,
and
it won't. It's
causing a lot of damage.
It'll evaporate.
Why not just say sorry?
It'll evaporate. I'm not going to say sorry. That would be silly, wouldn't it? Because I'm not sorry. I think that's a threat to the company. I've said I wish I'd used the word rapaciousness.
Well, I think a lot of people will wish that you used that. Well, why not just admit that you got it wrong, apologise, and that would be the end of it?
It'll be the end of it anyway. It'll just die down.
I'm afraid. I suspect that.
You're not
going
to tell me
right.
That this is going to go on for weeks, are you?
Not weeks, but I think. Well, my advice to you, and you and I have known each other for many, many years.
We have,
indeed. My advice to you as a friend would be to issue an immediate apology.
Well, I don't see a reason for it. I don't see a reason for the row, frankly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Austin, thank you very much.